The BA2 Omicron subvariant of the coronavirus is now responsible for almost 90% of COVID cases here in the U.S. and more than 90% of infections in the Northeast. That comes from the CDC. A bunch of local college campuses have brought back mask mandates. So are we about to be hit with another big COVID wave? Dimitri put the question to MedStar Washington Hospital Center infectious disease specialist Dr. Glenn Wortman.
How badly it will hit is difficult to know. Fortunately, we have a lot of vaccinated people in our area. Yeah, not as many as we'd like, but we have a pretty good vaccine uptake. And it looks like if you've been vaccinated and boosted, you'll be protected against serious illness.
Have you been walking around now and again without a mask? I know in your official medical duties, that's a different story. But just in your personal life, have you always kept a mask close at hand? Or maybe you've continued to mask through this period, this lull, if you will?
Certainly outside, I don't mask. And if I'm eating in a restaurant outside, I don't wear a mask. If I go into a store and it's crowded, I still do wear a mask.
Situational awareness is a big part of it.
Exactly. And I think that's where a lot of this is going. It's going to depend on your situation and even your own personal situation. Whether or not to mask, when to mask.
What other steps should we be taking right now?
If you've not had the booster, I would go out and get it. Certainly the third shot. And then the fourth shot, as just came out a couple weeks ago, for select people, if you have an immunocompromised immune system, if you're over a certain age, you should consider getting that second booster.
If you are older than 50, I understand in many parts of our area, as long as it's been 6 months since your first booster, you may be able to go into a pharmacy and get that. Is there a question of timing? Should we wait to see if infection rates rise before we get that boost? Or is that simply a dangerous and unnecessary game? And as soon as you're eligible, you should just get it.
That's a great question. You don't want to wait too long because it takes a little while for your immune system to respond to a vaccine. You don't want to do it at the peak, because by the time you get prevention, it's too late. Especially if you are a transplant recipient, if you have a highly immunocompromised immune system, this is the time to go out and get the vaccine. I think if you're 52 years old and otherwise healthy, it's a little bit more of a nuanced discussion that you should have with your primary care provider.
A lot of us have tests at hand because of the Biden administration mailing out so many tests to American households. Is that a double-edged sword? We're testing at home, but that doesn't necessarily allow municipalities to monitor their infection rates as accurately.
Absolutely. If you do a test at home, it doesn't get reported, and so it won't show up on the national numbers. Our current numbers are much lower because people are testing at home, and then those numbers don't get reported. But it's still a nice thing to be able to test at home. I think what the national experts have been telling us for some while, that our response is going to ebb and flow. We're going to have to flex up and flex down with our masking. And I think that's what we're going to see probably over the next month. But as BA2 comes into our area, we probably will be asked to mask up a little bit more than we had before. And then as it ebbs down, the mask will come down again. And I think that's probably what we're going to be seeing for the near future.
Dr. Glenn Wortman with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. You can always get the latest coronavirus news on the homepage of WTOP.com.